Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 81. We are in the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 27 through 31, from the New Living Translation. I was there when he established the heavens, when he drew the horizon on the oceans. I was there when he set upon the clouds above, when he established springs deep in the earth. I was there when he set the limits of the seas so there would not be a spread beyond their boundaries, and when he marked off the earth's foundations. I was the architect at his side. I was his constant delight, rejoicing always in his presence. And how happy I was with the world he created. How I rejoiced with the human family. Now the poem described how God made the world. God worked carefully and he loves his people, so he prepared a beautiful home for us. Remember to compare this with Genesis 1. The poem talks about the birth of wisdom, and this is poetry. God worked with wisdom. Solomon continues to compare wisdom with a woman. Together, God and wisdom were glad to see the world. Together, they were happy about God's work. Especially, they were glad to see the people. God made people to be in his image, Genesis 1:26. This means that people should behave like him. People should use wisdom. When people make things, they should be wise. When they lead other people, they should be wise. These verses are also sad. They describe what God wanted. God's plan was that he would live with us. But the people refused God's love, Genesis 3:9 through 13. They refused wisdom. Jesus died to bring us back to God. We should just trust in God. We should greatly desire God's wisdom. Now, these passages in Proverbs, we see that God had a good plan as he created our world. God did not make the world and then decide to add humans as an afterthought. Into creation, God made people and delighted in them. We now know that people chose unwisely and broke a good creation. But we'll explore that thought later. Before sin entered, creation was a wonderful and beautiful place. So let me ask you, why didn't God create the universe so that there'd be no sin? I believe God could have, but then we'd have been a little more than robots. Robots can mimic love, but they can't actually feel love. Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with more of Solomon's wise teachings. I want to announce that we have a new producer of the show. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. We have an opening for another. If you're interested in becoming our next producer, drop an email to wisdom@renewedmindsets.com. If you like this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.